Former President Barack Obama today made his first public remarks after leaving office. He spoke at the University of Chicago, talking about the importance of civic engagement to a few hundred area college students. Six of those young people joined Obama on stage. Here's a bit of what he said.
What I'm convinced of is that although there are all kinds of issues that I care about and all kinds of issues that I intend to work on, the single most important thing I can do is to help in any way I can prepare the next generation of leadership to take up the baton and to take their own crack at changing the world.
Obama's appearance comes just days before President Donald Trump marks his first 100 days in office. Joining us now from Chicago is Tamara Keith, NPR White House correspondent. Hi there, Tamara.
Hi there.
Well, first of all, there's a custom amongst former presidents to not comment on the current occupant of the White House. Did President Obama follow that custom?
Yes. There were no mentions of the current president that I detected. There was not even really any backhanded, subtle mentions of the current occupant of the White House. Former President Obama was very focused on what the young people on stage had to say about involvement in their communities. He wanted to talk about, you know, improving civic engagement and at one point talked about the challenges of American politics in this social media age, but he did not talk about the current occupant of the White House.
Yeah, it's interesting. The times we live in, even if he didn't say anything, one can maybe tangentially see everything he says as a commentary, even if President Obama doesn't mean it. But he's been out of the limelight for several months, and he chose to speak to young people in Chicago. Why that audience?
There are a number of reasons for that. One is that he will be building his library and center here near the University of Chicago, in relation with the University of Chicago. And he specifically, as he said in that clip of tape that you played, is interested in the next generation of American civic leaders and the next generation of people who would get involved in politics like he did. He also, during this event, talked about something that he did yesterday in Chicago that was not open to the press and did not get the same sort of publicity as this event in an auditorium, but where he met with young men who have been on the wrong side of the law. He said some of them had already been shot more than once, and they're very, you know, they're all in their early 20s and late teens, and he talked about that experience as a way of sort of bridging the divide, that if those young men had been up on the stage as opposed to the young people that were on the stage who were, you know, top of their class, that there would be more that they had in common than they had that was different.
Oh, interesting. Well, as you mentioned, Tamara, President Obama also talked about political division and the impact of the internet and that as a force in dividing Americans. Let's listen to a little bit more of what he said, specifically about the impact of the internet on empathy.
Even within the city boundaries, a lot of times we will characterize our neighbors, as something entirely different than us, that we can't understand and that we're afraid of and that we can't communicate with, and political rhetoric reinforces that. And they need to be heard too.
So, Tamara, tell us more about this line of speaking that President Obama had.
Yeah, he had questions for the young people who were up on stage with him about how they felt that these sort of divides could be bridged. I don't think anyone came away from this discussion with answers to that question, though the youngest woman on the stage, a young girl who's still in high school, suggested, well, maybe we should just get rid of social media. And then she was like, wait, correction, I don't think I can say that. But, you know, there are not easy answers to these problems. He also talked about how institutions in this country have been are on the decline, that things like unions or churches, that membership in organizations that bring people together across some of these ideological divides is down, that you know, that we are more isolated than we've been. So a lot of questions, not a lot of answers coming from the former president today.
Huh, interesting. Well, I want to play one more piece of tape, because one of the students that was there at the event had been working with a group of day laborers and asked President Obama's advice about how to get them to trust him, which raised that larger issue of immigration. And here's what Obama said.
Your ability to create trust and relationships is the thing that makes all the difference in being able to have an impact. And that's hard to do in this current environment, but it's not impossible.
So can we expect more appearances like this in the coming months?
He will be making more appearances, not necessarily at universities, not necessarily with young people, but he has a couple of things booked. And you know, he also did mention that he is working on a book,
yeah,
which is not something that can really be done in public.
NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith in Chicago, thanks so much.
You're welcome.